10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got a partly cloudy thing going on. 74 degrees this Monday, June 5th. Welcome to it. Time to get the week going. Do what we do every Monday, talking with Katie from the Wapton Breckenridge Chamber. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning, Bill.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys? Yeah,
just, getting up and running on a Monday.
Right on.
Sometimes that takes a little bit, but when come in here, you just kind of take the energy level up a notch. So I'm loving
thanks.
That.
I try.
Let's backtrack to Blue Goose.
Oh, what a blast.
Yeah. Good
it
weekend.
Was an absolute blast.
Weather wasn't the greatest.
Yeah.
Canceled us out on Friday night for rock music, but we're working to get that rescheduled.
Love it.
Yeah.
Can't
we'll
wait
that,
for that.
We'll get that set up. So, yes, we will. With that dance will take place.
Good.
In back
because
of the
people
Eagles.
I know were looking forward to it.
Yeah, we were too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, we needed the rain too. So,
right.
take the good with the bad. There you go.
It is. You're right.
But you were talking about the parade, too. The parade went off without a hitch and a lot of vendors down at the zoo.
There was a lot of smiling faces I saw on the parade route. I want to do a shout out to Curtis Landroche. I'm hoping I pronounced his last name right.
All right.
That he was the parade director and he was amazing. And it looked like he was having a blast. So
awesome.
I did want to thank him for all of his coordinated efforts. So
good deal.
He did great. And it was great to see everybody out there and happy. And who said that the Brockton and Breckenridge area dies down during the summertime? Because look at all the people were on the parade route.
Not this summer.
It was an amazing turnout.
So that's Blue Goose Days.
Yeah.
And looking ahead, we got Chalk Fest coming up. We got the Headwaters Festival. We got Music Festival. We got Headwaters Day. We got Bull Bash.
Holy moly,
that's just scratching the surface.
I know. So. My head is swimming because, I'm thinking, we only have 3 months to get all this stuff in.
I know.
Before the snow flies
but
again.
We'll do it. Oh, don't mention that word, that dirty word in here.
No, and coming up, the next big event for the Chamber is the Summer Wine Walk.
All right.
That's coming on the 22nd of June. So businesses out there, look for the email that I'm sending out to you, hopefully today or tomorrow, to participate in that. June 22nd from 5 to 8 p.m. So, we're hoping to get some good participants in that.
That is a neat event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be a great time. It's they've been doing it for quite a few years now, so
fantastic.
It should be fun. And then the Twin Town Ambassadors, they are busy in June. Lots of new
businesses.
They
move around a lot.
Yeah. Lots of new businesses. Just three this week. We're doing spotlights three this week.
Oh, that's great to hear.
A couple next week. And so they are busy. It's a busy time of year at the Chamber. So,
What time of year isn't?
Because
we'll get out of this and then into falling into the holiday stuff.
That's right. Well, it keeps me busy.
Yeah,
it keeps me out of trouble.
There you go.
Yeah.
Katie, anything else you want to throw in before we wrap it today?
No, just one more shout out to Kathy Diekman for the Blue Goose Days coordinating with Chinkpazoo and all that. It's just wonderful. And it was great to be a part of it. So thank you, everyone out there who participated and volunteered as well.
You have a great week. We'll talk again next Monday, okay?
You got it. See you then.
Talking with Katie every Monday from the Wapton Breckenridge Chamber at this time.